Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time check for you. It is 25 past four. It's time for our COVID-19 report. And as it is Monday through Wednesday, I'm chatting this afternoon again to Dr. Daniel Israel, GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center in Burnham. So, Daniel, lots of publicity in the newspapers about a fourth wave. Are we in a fourth wave? The start of a fourth wave? What's the story?
So, Simon, we've been waiting to hear about this fourth wave, obviously, and everybody's in trepidation of it. What's interesting is there are definitions for being in a fourth wave, but we did see that the MAC for Gauteng told us this, well, that she reported in the last day or so, that in the Gauteng province, we're talking about specifically, there has been a 300% increase in cases in the last week. So, you know, certainly just from a, if you leave the statistics, the numbers themselves aside, just the patterns, we are definitely going into a large increase of cases. Now, that doesn't mean that the country's officially in a fourth wave yet, but it, the increase, the slope, if you want to put it in simple language, of that curve helps them to do predictions in the best and worst case scenarios over the next month or 6 weeks, and we're able to see whether or not, you know, exactly how bad it's going to be. And the only forecasts that have been made is that we are indeed going to be going into a fourth wave, like imminently. And hopefully the restrictions that they've said from the Department of Health are not going to be as severe as they were previously, obviously because of vaccination. But this is really now going to be the test to see whether the vaccines who are, as you, we spoke about before, 45% or so at most in the country have had, are going to be safeguarding or not.
But Daniel, this can't be a surprise to anybody. I mean, this was forecast months ago already, the fact that approaching December, we would be entering some sort of a fourth wave.
Absolutely. But I think that something that's really interesting is, especially on a community level, we always attribute waves to the current like social circumstances that are going on. And we saw that after rage, people blamed it on rage, and after the Christmas holidays, and that's what happens. Then you Yom Tovim, think there's going to be a wave from that. But we see a much bigger picture now. In other words, if you look at the cyclical nature of this virus, it's very predictable in terms of the actual forms of it. And therefore, you know, here we see, and we'd spoken about this a few days ago and said maybe it's going to be later this year than we expect. But the reality is that we see just on time, even though the holidays have not happened yet, the numbers are starting to go up. But that's also a reassuring thing, because when the numbers go up, we must always know that the numbers are going to come down, because we've seen, you know, we've seen this pattern a few times.
Yeah.
The big, big question, which is in our hands, is because of vaccination and because of what we've learned as to how to prevent this virus from spreading, if we implement these things, are we able to live a more normal life, so to speak, still go on holidays, still work, still do all of these activities, even though there will be a surge of COVID?
And Daniel, the other thing that I'm pretty interested in is the extent to which the death rates have increased together with the increase in number of cases. Is that too early to ask? Because what I'm wondering is to what extent the vaccine and or herd immunity have in fact been pretty beneficial in keeping the death rates down.
So interestingly, the people who are getting infected, many of them, and I mean, I can certainly say this on a ground level, are people who have been vaccinated. So as we've said before, we're not preventing infections fully from being from vaccines, but it, if you look at the data at the moment, certainly from the national MRCD stats, the death rate is very, very low, thankfully, at the moment. But as you rightly said, remember that when in COVID, often people, and especially when the numbers, the hospitals are not overwhelmed and they're able to put resources at a patient who's got COVID, often, unfortunately, if someone is going to die, they die later on. So it is probably too soon to tell. But really, Simon, I think you've touched on the crux of what the matter is here, because if we can get into a situation where the cycle of this virus continues all the time, as we have done every few months, but it's not having much of an impact in terms of overall morbidity and mortality, then in effect, we've beaten the virus. And that's the goal.
That's a nice positive place to leave it this afternoon, Daniel. We all need to consider that good news. And thank you as always. Time is 4:30.
Thanks, Simon.